What's up, my confidence queens? Are you ready to feel confident as fuck? I'm your host, the confidence queen herself, Alicia Lechuga, and I am your confidence bestie. I went from trying to shrink my body in order to find happiness and approval to finally letting go of dieting, others' opinions, and inspiring hundreds of women along the way. This podcast is all about confidence, living unapologetically as yourself daily, and ultimate self-love. This is Confident as Fuck. Hello and welcome back to Confident as Fuck. Welcome back from a little hiatus. This is the only hiatus I've ever done ever on the podcast. I've missed like episodes here and there very, very rarely in the past 2 years, but to miss like a whole entire month is something I've never done. So let's fucking get into it. Obviously, today is going to be a solo cast. So let's get into it. Let me take a drink. And if you guys don't know, you guys can watch on YouTube. I am keeping this episode so fucking casual that I'm recording it via Zoom. So I'm sitting at my desk. You can see my tripod that I usually have my camera on is over here. We're keeping it super casual today because I just want to like talk to you guys about where I've been. So let me take a sip of my drink and let's fucking get into it. Okay. So you guys know that when I said when the new year came around, I said I was going to focus more on Lechuga Trucking, and that took a very, very big up level and a big like time constraint away from me as soon as I started doing that. We are so behind on a lot of the stuff from our business. So when we started our business, you know, me and Renee have talked about this on our episode together. We really had no idea what we were doing. So we just kind of like went into it. We really never set up the back end systems to do a lot of the business stuff that we should have. When we first started the business, I was still working a 9-to-5, and I worked a 9-to-5 up until like maybe 2 to 3 years ago. I was working either one job or multiple jobs to help us through starting the business. So I wasn't even fully involved in the back end of the business like I am now. So a lot of the systems that we had for the back end of the business, either we didn't have them or they were severely lacking in being updated. So I am making up for a lot of time. So, excuse me. Every time I drink these, I get like burps immediately. So I don't even know why I drink them on the pod with you guys, but that's where I've been. Is I've just been honestly like cleaning up our back end of our business. And it's really been therapeutic in a lot of ways. And it's been extremely non-therapeutic in a lot of other ways. It's been holding me very hostage. At the end of 2023, we had so much freaking happen to our business. We got like so many different things in a row. And it felt like to me, every time I would like clean up one mess from our business, another one would come up, another mess, like another catastrophic mess. And I just felt like, how am I supposed to just keep cleaning this up? And honestly, that's been really holding me hostage. And I say holding me hostage because it feels like until that is clean, until that mess is completely cleaned up, I can't do anything else. I can't record a podcast. I can't get on my Instagram and sell people into Baddie Girls Club. I can't do anything until that mess is cleaned up. And I know this is no way to take on stressful situations. I know that this is like the wrong way to approach it. And I know that this is like, I'm so much stronger than this, but like, that's how I've been approaching it. And I'm just being honest. It's had me in a chokehold. It's had me in a real chokehold the last like few months of dealing with these messes from our past. So let's talk about last week's recording. I tried to record last week for you guys, and the universe has just been giving me like, even though it feels like sometimes the universe is working against me, like the universe is always working for me at the same time. So I recorded a whole episode last week. It felt so weird. Like it felt like I was trying to like tell you guys how I was feeling, but I was trying to like not give too many details about it because I can't. And so it felt like this like weird push and pull. I felt weird recording it. Like I felt weird. I felt like I was just recording it so that I could like get it out to you guys and I would feel less guilty about missing another week of the podcast. And for some reason, I recorded it just like today. For some reason, I didn't press like stop recording or like end recording on the Zoom. And I left at the end of that day. I think I recorded on like a Friday. And then Renee and I had like work stuff that we were doing, and we were doing something else and blah, blah, blah. And the recording like never ended. And so I was like, I emailed my podcast editor and I was like, hey, I don't know where this recording is. Like it says it's still processing in Zoom. And, you know, it wasn't my best work. And if it's not like processed by tonight, because I have to get it to her to edit by the weekend, obviously, if it's not there tonight, then I'm going to take this as a sign of like, let's just toss it up to it's not supposed to be out there. And it never, I didn't figure out that it wasn't, that it never like closed out. Zoom never closed out until the next day. So it had like 28 hours of recording time. So obviously I scrapped that, which is why I was like, you know what? It obviously was not meant to be. So we're starting again today. We're recording again today and we're keeping it so chill, as you guys can see. We're here, we're in my room, but I'm at my desk and I'm just relaxing. I'm having a drink with you guys, a Alani, and we're going to get into where I've been. We're going to get into like what things I've kind of learned about myself during this time. I'm not going to tell you guys all the details because it doesn't really matter all the details. It matters like how I'm handling it and how I'm handling this stress, which is A, not good. I feel like that Dorinda meme where she's like, how you doing? I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not good, bitch. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now. But there are some good things that are coming in this podcast. So wait for that. And I'm gonna also give you guys a 75 hard update because we're on day 50 fucking two, which is wild. So let's get into some of these bullet points that I wrote down regarding what's been going on in the past month. Okay, so letting something take over your mental space. Now, this is something that I thought that I had really gotten past, that I was like, oh, I can handle all these different things. Like I can handle, you know, like running the back end of these two businesses. I can like handle Renee's dad being so sick. I can handle like running my business. I can handle like being there for everybody during Telegram and reaching out to my friends and my cousins. Like I have all this capacity. And I thought that like nothing could break that. Nothing could come and hit my intention bubble as I teach. And even though, like, at that time, that was true, going into this season and like what I've been hit with as far as like obstacles right now, it's like, what the fuck? I cannot get my head out of my own ass. Like, I cannot get my head out of my own ass. I cannot clear any mental space or give any capacity to anyone during this. It's like I told you, I feel like I have to sweep the floor of this problem before I can do anything else. And it's such a terrible way to feel. So, why do I want to share this with you guys? The reason I want to share this is because I know how it feels to feel both ways. To feel like I feel now, which sucks, and to feel pretty much like invincible or in a bubble, and how good that feels. And I can spot some big differences. Some of the big differences I see are looking at the glass half full. This is something that is so like small, right? It seems so insignificant. Like, oh, just look at like the good side and the positive side of things. But a lot of times it doesn't feel really positive. A lot of things don't feel positive. It didn't feel like there was anything positive about Renee's dad getting stage four cancer and, you know, time going like this. But there were a lot of good things about that. We became a lot closer. Renee and I, his dad and I became a lot closer. We got to learn a lot about his family. We got to take over some of the business stuff and allow that to be set up for his mom, right? Like there were good things. It was just so like it was almost easier for me to see the good things in that situation than it is to see the good things right now. which also has its own set of like feeling of guilt and shame. Like, how am I able to feel that way about this and not about someone else? Maybe because it's about me, right? And that's my ego coming in the way. So something that another difference that I see is audiobooks. When I was like doing a lot of stuff with Renee's dad and doing that, I had a lot of time that I would read audiobooks. And it wasn't like I was like, oh, I was so consistent during that time. Like, it was on and off. But for the most part, I was filling my head with a lot of really good audiobooks and also really good podcast interviews that I was listening to. And I haven't been doing that lately. I've been reading for my 75 hard, but I haven't been listening to podcasts or audiobooks that I truly feel like are uplifting and enjoyable. So that's another thing I notice. The other thing I notice is like just overall like avoidance and compartmentalization. So what I mean by this is like when I say I try to clean up this mess before I move on to something else, it doesn't, like, life doesn't work that way. We have to clean up this mess and enjoy our life at the same time. We have to clean up this mess and be able to be there and be present with our partner and to be able to work and still be able to work out, right? Life moves on as we clean the mess. So letting something take over that mental space is like the worst thing we can do, it feels like, for me. And that's what I've been doing. So I have to make some huge major shifts in order to protect my own mental health and protect everyone around me that's interacting with me and my business. Like, everything that I touch relies on my mental health to do so. Okay. Living in the what if. This is another thing I wrote down. So I was messaging a client this morning, a friend and client. Sorry, my nose is so itchy from my allergies. I was messaging a client this morning and she is coming here to LA. She's a baddie, been a baddie multiple times before, and a one-on-one client. She's coming here to LA in July for our in-person baddie meetup. I'm so fucking excited. So I've been kind of messaging her, helping her with like the hotels and stuff like that. And she said, I want to book like this direct flight, but you know, I could fly standby. What do you think I should do? And I was like, well, what is like, do you have to make a decision right now? Like, what is standing in your way? What are you nervous about? And she's like, I think I'm just keep thinking of the what if, like, what if I become pregnant? What if I have this thing come up? What if this? What if that? What if this? Right. And I'm living in the what if. And it's so fucking interesting that she said this to me, because this is kind of like what I've been living in too. And so I messaged her back and I started crying and I said, it's so like, I've been living in that what if feeling too. I've been living in that what if of like, what if I call and try to work this out and it doesn't work? And what if we try to hire this person and it doesn't work out? What if this and what if that? And something my mom told me just recently, because I've been communicating a lot with my mom on stuff, is she's like, just take the next step. The next step is this, and that's all you can do. Just take the next step. And so what I told my client is, look, life is always going to change. We have to evolve and change with life all the time. We can't live in a what if. That doesn't allow us to enjoy. And that's what we're talking about right now, right? We're talking about enjoyment. We're talking about like not being able to enjoy things because you have to clean up this mess. And also in that same time being stuck in the what if. Oh, I just remembered something I was going to talk about. And I'll reference it in just a second. I just got to write it down so I remember. But living in the what if really sucks. It sucks because you're stuck in that like question feeling all the time and always stressed and always overwhelmed. So like, what about just living in the now? Oh my God, I cannot stop itching my nose. It feels like there's something on it. What about just living in the now? What about living in the right now, in the present moment, doing all you can in the present moment, praying to God that what you do now helps the future, and then letting it fucking go? Like, what is all this stress doing for me? What is it doing for me? Because we don't do anything without stress. It is providing me with feeling a certain way And I don't know what the fuck that is or why I want to feel that way. And that's okay. I just know that, like, yeah, my unconscious desires are trying to bring that stress about. So I feel stressed so I can feel a certain way about myself and then I can feel vindicated or whatever. But I hate feeling that way. I hate feeling that way. I hate feeling stressed. I hate feeling anxious. It sucks. So look, choose your fucking hard, right? Choose your hard. I either get to choose the hardness of being like, okay, I'm going to take the next step and I'm going to let it fucking go. And that's really hard, but I'm going to do it. Or I can choose the hard of stressing every single second and having this control my life, missing 4 weeks of a podcast that I love to fucking do because I cannot get out of this fight flight response. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't even know how to close that off, but you guys understand where I'm coming at with this. The other thing, I've been a lot closer to my mom throughout all of this. She's been really helping me. She knows a lot about business. She owned her own business. She's an accountant, CPA. So she's been helping me a lot. And I became a lot closer to her through a lot of this. And something that I really loved was that, you know how sometimes you're like, if you have mom issues, you feel like you're like, oh my God, my parents don't understand me. They don't know the real me. They don't understand, blah, blah, blah. But then like, sometimes they just get you on a different level sometimes. Like your parents just get you on a different level. Sometimes they don't. Like sometimes they don't understand like the adult you, but maybe right now because I'm like really needing help, I feel like more of like a child to my mom. And she just gets me. She just got me. Like as soon as I said like, hey mom, I don't know what to do about this. She understood and she knew what to do. And it was just easy. So I've become a lot closer to my mom. And the last thing I wanted to say before I give my 75 heart update is that I was watching the Erica Jane documentary, That It All on Blonde. And it was interesting because she was saying like, I have this part of me inside of me, the Erica Jane, the performer, right? That I love so much and I know is inside there. And I just can't even access her because she's been so beaten down. And I was like, oh, that's how I feel. I feel like I can't access like the part of me that wants to like promote my business, the part of me that wants to like show up for everybody else, the part of me that like can handle all of this. I can't even access her right now. And that makes me so sad because I know how strong I've been. I know how strong I'll be again, but like right now I can't access her. I can't. And maybe it's because I want to stay stressed. I don't know. Okay, let's clear up the energy in here and let's do a little 75 hard update. I'm really fucking proud of myself for this 75 hard journey so far. We are on day 50 fucking two, which is wild to me. Wild that it's already day 52. I have not drank alcohol in 52 days, which is insane. We're about to go to 2 back-to-back trips where I would normally be drinking and I'm not going to be drinking. We're going to Laughlin this weekend with my mother-in-law for her birthday. I'm not going to drink, which is just crazy to not drink there while you're gambling. And then also we're going to San Diego with my parents, also not drinking there. That one's going to be a little bit easier because I'm with my niece and nephew and just kind of like relaxing. And then also on this 75 hard, I also gave up nicotine, which a lot of you probably didn't even know that I was a very avid user of. So no, I did not smoke cigarettes. I haven't smoked cigarettes since I like was in my 20s, early 20s, but I did love these nicotine pouches and they're called Zens. You guys probably know what they are. Your boyfriend probably uses them. They're not a like common thing for a girl to use, but I was obsessed with them. And I was having like 10 a day and I just felt like maybe it was probably like 2 weeks into 75 hard where I was like, why do I keep using these? Like I'm trying to get my body ready for pregnancy, right? I'm trying to lose weight for pregnancy. I'm trying to stop drinking, trying to do all these things to prep my body for pregnancy. and I'm still using a substance, nicotine, that I don't want to use while I'm pregnant. Obviously, like, you cannot. How am I going to quit this habit when I become pregnant? And what is this habit really doing for me anyway? And so I stopped using them. And it's been like 4 weeks, and I cannot believe how hard it was to stop using them. I mean, it wasn't so fucking hard. Like, I stopped using them for like I weaned myself off for like 2 or 3 days, and then I just didn't buy anymore. And like, I still wanted one all the time for a really long time. But I can see why people get so addicted to cigarettes, is what I was gonna say. Is like, nicotine is highly, highly addictive, but highly enjoyable. But yeah, I'm really proud of myself for that. That's probably the thing I'm most proud of myself for. Renee and I are on a totally different lifting schedule than the last time I talked to you guys. We've actually been going to like the actual gym, like the her 24-hour fitness that's about a mile away. And we've been going there like 4 or 5 times a week instead of just lifting here at our apartment. And that's been really nice because we've been lifting like different workouts every single time versus just the same workouts over and over on the same machines. You know, we're just switching it up a little bit, which feels really good. And I feel like I'm like back into like loving working out. Like, you guys know that feeling where it's like, oh, like, I'm excited to work out. Like, I'm excited to try something new, not just a box you're checking off. Like, you're excited to try a new workout. You're excited to like get the energy moving. You're excited. It's been a long fucking time since I felt that energy, and I'm starting to feel it. Like, I felt it last week, and I told Renee, and I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I feel like this. Like, this is such a good feeling. I haven't felt like that in a very, very long time. So it felt really good. And that's all I really have for you guys. That's all I got. We're finishing off month 3 of Baddie Girls Club right now, which means month 4 is coming up. If you are thinking about joining us in Baddie Girls Club, if you don't know, there's tons of information out there about Baddie Girls Club. It's 6 months of transformation. You can join us at any time, but I would highly recommend joining us before July so that you can come to the in-person event for 2024, 2023, and 2024. Yep, 2024. And so you can come to the in-person event where we're going to have tattoos, cake decorating, cocktails. It's going to be a great time. And yeah, you can find all that information down below. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for rocking with me and rolling with me forever, for longer than 2 years. And thank you guys for just one, like, caring to listen to this fucking podcast. Even when I don't have guests on, even when I'm just talking about myself and 75 hard, even when I don't have a confidence tip for you because I'm really struggling with my own right now. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. I love you so, so much. And I'll talk to you next week.